Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're looking into something that honestly feels like a real contradiction. How is it that here in the U.S., a country with so much, we have this massive problem with hunger? I mean, the numbers are stark. 44.2 million people in food insecure households back in 2022. And the very same time, we're wasting billions, literally billions of pounds of perfectly good food. It just doesn't seem to add up, does it? Okay, let's unpack this.
Right. And what's fascinating here is the potential solution we're digging into today. It's not really about charity in the old-fashioned sense. It's more about smart connections, leveraging the abundance that's already there. It's this really innovative, information-based idea, tackles both things, the waste and the hunger, just by connecting people and, well, food resources. It's surprisingly elegant, actually.
Yeah. Elegant is a good word for it. And to really get into this, we've gathered quite a bit of material. We've got university white papers, some corporate studies, reports from big names like Feeding America, the EPA, and also insights straight from the nonprofit that's really pioneered this approach. So our mission today, figure out how one core idea can have such a ripple effect, such a big impact. Okay, so let's start with the waste itself.
Yeah.
Where is all this food coming from? You might immediately picture, I don't know, huge farms or supermarket dumpsters overflowing.
Right. That's the usual image.
But the sources point somewhere else, somewhere much closer to home, surprisingly. We're talking about the country's, what, 62 million home and community gardeners?
Exactly.
You know, it makes me think of my neighbor last summer with his tomato plants. He was practically begging people to take them by August.
Ha, yes. That's precisely it. So many gardeners just grow way more than they, their families, or even their friends can possibly use. And the numbers are just huge. Annually, it's estimated over 11 billion pounds of food from gardening just goes to waste.
11 billion.
Billion. Valued at over $27 billion. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, before COVID, that amount of food, it could theoretically have fed around 28 million Americans.
Wow. So, okay, massive amount of fresh food available. Why has it been so hard to get it to the people who actually need it? What's the disconnect?
Well, historically, there have been some pretty big hurdles. For one, many food pantries just weren't equipped for fresh produce. They often lacked enough refrigeration or even just reliable storage space for things that spoil quickly, which led to the sort of jars, cans, boxes only approach for a lot of food drives. No fresh food, basically. It was a practical limitation.
That makes sense. Logistics.
And then you have the traditional food bank system. It often works on a hub and spoke model, meaning food often goes to a central warehouse first, then gets distributed out to local pantries.
Right.
That works okay for non-perishables, but for fresh stuff with a short shelf life, like from a garden, it's just too slow. Getting it from a garden to a hub, then out to a pantry before it goes bad. Very, very difficult.
And I suppose pantries face other challenges too, right? Even beyond the type of food.
Oh, absolutely. Things we often don't think about, like clients might struggle with transportation to even get to the pantry, or they face long waits, or sometimes strict income limits mean they might not even qualify, even if they're struggling.
So pantries are doing vital work, obviously, but they can't carry the whole load alone.
Exactly. They're crucial, but not the entire solution for food insecurity.
Okay, so with those challenges in mind, where does this innovative solution come in? Our research keeps pointing towards ampleharvest.org. They've been around since, what, 2009? So over a decade now?
That's right.
And their whole focus is capturing that wasted garden produce and getting it redirected. The notes here say their mission is about educating gardeners on how to donate surpluses and then systematically connecting them with pantries nearby, trying to create, quote, a lifelong source of healthy food for the community. Here's where it gets really interesting. The how.
Yes, the how is key. Ampleharvest.org uses what they call an information-based, cost-efficient, brick-and-mortar-free model. Think of it like a matchmaking service online, but for food. On one side, they get food pantries to sign up. The pantries list their details. Importantly, the specific days and times they can accept fresh donations.
Ah, so they can plan for it.
Exactly. Ideally, they ask for donations before clients arrive, which often totally removes the need for the pantry to have extra refrigeration just for this produce.
Clever.
And on the other side, they reach out to America's millions of gardeners, letting them know, hey, your local pantry wants your extra zucchini, your extra tomatoes.
So it's like an Uber, but for donating fresh vegetables, connecting supply and demand directly.
That's a great way to put it. It's this Uberization, or a flattening of that part of the food supply chain. It cuts out the middle step, that regional food bank hub, for these specific garden donations.
The gardener delivers it themselves.
The gardener handles the transport, yeah, direct from their garden to the local pantry. And it's really important to be clear what ampleharvest.org is and isn't. They are not a food pantry or a food bank themselves. They don't physically handle food. They don't transport it. They're not a gardening program telling people what to grow. It's not about collecting money to buy food or people sharing food directly neighbor to neighbor. And it's different from gleaning, where volunteers go into fields after a commercial harvest, although they did adapt during COVID to help some smaller farms connect too.
So purely information.
Purely information,
Yeah.
connecting point A, the gardener with extra, to point B, the pantry that needs it. That's their whole focus.
And liability isn't an issue for the gardener.
Good question. No, there's the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Food Donation Act. It provides liability protection for people donating food in good faith to nonprofits. That helps encourage donations.
It's such a straightforward idea, but really powerful when you think about it.
Mm.
What makes it stick, though? Why does it work so well? Is it really just people wanting to help?
I think the human element is absolutely huge here, based on the reports. Gardeners, well, they tend to be really passionate about what they grow, right? They put work into it.
Sure. Pride in their produce.
Exactly. And the thought of that hard work just rotting on the vine or ending up in the trash, they hate that. So the chance to see it go to good use, to actually help feed people in their own community, that feels really good. The sources call it a virtuous habit-forming behavior. Once someone donates and sees the positive result, they tend to keep doing it.
Okay, so that explains the motivation. What about the efficiency side? You mentioned it was cost efficient.
Right. This leads to what's described as extreme efficiency, and it's designed to be a scalable viral solution because it's just information. Think about the costs they avoid. They don't buy food, they don't ship food.
No trucks, no warehouses.
No need for massive refrigeration systems because the food moves so quickly. No local offices all over the place. No staff needed to physically collect or deliver the food. Apparently, they run the whole national operation with an incredibly lean staff, just four people leveraging a lot of in-kind support.
Four people for a nationwide program.
That's what the sources indicate. And here's maybe the most stunning statistic about the return on investment. A one-time investment of $1 million is projected to generate something like $1.5 billion in the total value of produce donated by gardeners over 20 years.
1 million generating 1.5 billion.
Yes, resulting in about 9.5 billion servings of fresh produce. It's almost unbelievable leverage.
That is mind-boggling. Can you make that even more concrete, like for a smaller donation?
Sure, let's take a $100 donation. The analysis suggests that $100 enables the donation of about 206 pounds of food in the first year. But because those connections persist and the behavior becomes habit, that impact grows annually. By the 20th year, that initial $100 investment is facilitating something like 107,000 pounds of donated food, worth almost $150,000. Wow.
And that's where the viral part comes in. Gardeners start donating, they tell their friends who garden, maybe they even plant a little extra specifically to donate next year.
A ripple effect.
Exactly. Some even start supporting the pantries in other ways, like donating money or store-bought food during the off-season. It really changes the dynamic.
Okay, with numbers like that, it's not surprising they've gotten noticed. The sources mention support from some really big names. Google is listed as one of their largest nonprofit partners, plus backing from the White House, the USDA, Bonnie Plants, the seedling company, Feeding America itself, the National Council of Churches.
Yeah, broad support.
And awards too, like CNN Hero, Points of Light, even a World Food Prize nomination. And wasn't former First Lady Michelle Obama involved somehow? Yes, she highlighted their work as well. It's clear the model has resonated across different sectors, which, this raises an important question. Where does ampleharvest.org fit into the whole picture of fighting hunger? It's providing this amazing stream of fresh produce, which is fantastic. But we need to be realistic. Food pantries still absolutely need other kinds of food staples, non-perishables, especially in winter when gardens aren't producing.
Right, it's not a silver bullet for all hunger.
Exactly. Ampleharvest.org itself says it will never end hunger completely, but what it does do is make a massive dent in malnutrition by getting healthy, fresh, local food to people consistently.
Yeah, and that ties into those healthy food initiatives you hear about at pantries. It's not just about calories anymore, it's about nutrition quality.
Precisely.
Getting fresh fruits and vegetables helps improve diets, potentially reducing things like diabetes, heart disease, obesity, all linked to diet.
Absolutely. It boosts the nutritional power of what pantries can offer.
And there are the benefits too, right? Like strengthening the local food system, less food miles.
definitely. And reducing the environmental impact of food waste, less food rotting in landfills, producing methane gas, for example. So it really complements rather than replaces those other crucial programs like SNAP or WIC.
SNAP is food stamps. WIC is for women, infants, children.
Right. Those address the systemic economic issues behind hunger. AmpleHarvest.org tackles a different piece of the puzzle. It taps into this resource backyard gardens that was largely overlooked and connects it directly to the community need. It fosters a kind of local self-sufficiency, neighbors helping neighbors with food that, incredibly, used to just be wasted.
So what does this all mean for you, listening to this? I think this deep dive really shows how sometimes a seemingly complex problem like hunger and waste.
Well, the solution can be surprisingly simple. It wasn't a lack of food necessarily, but a lack of connection, an information gap. AmpleHarvest.org turned that information problem into a sustainable local solution that helps people and the planet. Yeah, it really makes you think about the power of these elegant, simple ideas. Imagine if every community could find ways like this to unlock its own hidden resources, turning what we currently discard into something that nourishes people. It's a powerful concept.
It definitely leaves you wondering, doesn't it? What other big problems out there are really just information problems in disguise? Where else could we apply this kind of thinking, this flattened supply chain idea, to unlock resources for the common good, maybe even in your own community or life? Something to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into AmpleHarvest.org.